Lesson 7, pages 218 and 219. Albert Einstein, immigrant from Germany.
Of the many immigrants who came to the U.S., one will always be remembered throughout the world, Albert Einstein. Einstein changed our understanding of the universe. When people think of the word genius, Einstein's name often comes to mind. However, in Einstein's early years, he was not successful in school or at finding a job. Einstein was born in Germany in 1879 to Jewish parents. He loved math and physics, but he disliked the discipline of formal German schooling. Because of his poor memory for words, his teachers believed that he was a slow learner. Einstein left school before receiving his diploma and tried to pass the exam to enter the Swiss Polytechnic Institute, but he failed on his first attempt. On his second attempt, he passed. He graduated in 1900. He was planning to become a teacher of physics and math, but he could not find a job in those fields. Instead, he went to work in a patent office as a third-class technical expert from 1902 to 1909. While he was working at this job, he studied and wrote in his spare time. In 1905, when he was only 26 years old, he published three papers that explained the basic structure of the universe. His theory of relativity explained the relationship of space and time. Einstein was finally respected for his brilliant discovery. He returned to Germany to accept a research position at the University of Berlin. However, in 1920, while he was lecturing at the university, anti-Jewish groups often interrupted his lectures, saying they were un-German. In 1920, Einstein visited the United States for the first time. During his visits, he talked not only about his scientific theories, but also about world peace. While he was visiting the U.S. again in 1933, the Nazis came to power in Germany. They took his property, burned his books, and removed him from his university job. The U.S. offered Einstein a home. In 1935, he became a permanent resident of the U.S., and in 1940, he became a citizen. He received many job offers from all over the world, but he decided to accept a position at Princeton University in New Jersey. He lived and worked there until he died in 1955.